Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you, the second day of 2024. Many right back to work today, getting 2024 off to a good start, and I hope you're ready for a new year. Ready or not, here we go. And I hope you've looked back on 2023 and looked forward to 2024 and what the Lord would have you do in 2024. I hope every one of you would plan for success in 2024. I had a college president back when I was in college that would say, you plan your work and then you work your plan. And if you don't plan, then you plan to fail. And Paul deals with this in Philippians chapter 3. And Paul wrote these words, Philippians 3:12, not as though I'd already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I think he's writing in here about success in the Christian life. Now, if I want to learn about success, I ought to listen to someone who's been successful. If I'm listening to someone teach me how to train dogs, and I ask, how's your dog? And he says, they died. I'm not listening to him. Or someone's teaching me how to have a magnificent marriage. And I say, how's yours? And he says, I've never been married. Or the one who can teach about rearing children and how to rear terrific children. Say, how many children do you have? And he says, I don't have any. Like the one fella said, I used to be an expert on rearing children. And then I had children. And I'm no longer an expert. All success in life begins with knowing Christ. Paul said, I'll be found in him. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Life doesn't begin at 40. Life doesn't begin at 30 or 50. Life begins when you come to know Christ as your Savior. And I don't just want a saved soul. I want a saved life. I want my life to count for Christ. And here, Paul gives us some essentials for success. I want to be what the Bible says. I want to be more than conqueror through him who loved me so. I want to have victory in Jesus, as the Bible speaks of. Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph. And so I want that victory, and I hope you do too. But here's what we need. Some essentials for success. Number one, dissatisfaction. Paul said in verse 12, not as though I had already attained or were already perfect. He said, I haven't arrived. You never arrive in your Christian life. You never outgrow your need for church. You never outgrow your need for preaching. You never outgrow your need for witnessing. You never outgrow your need for prayer. You never outgrow your need to go to the altar. You never outgrow the need to read and study and memorize and meditate in your Bible. Don't become satisfied with where you are spiritually. Always desire to be growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray, but I'd like to pray more. I'd like to pray more fervently. I witness, but I want to be more effective in my witness. I read, but I don't read enough, and I want to read more in 2024. And same with giving, any of those things. If you just think, well, I'm good enough. I don't want to do any more here. I don't want to study more here. I don't want to grow any closer to Christ. You're not a candidate for success. Here's Paul, penned half the New Testament, began churches, saw multitudes saved, miracles performed. And God delivered him miraculously from death several times. And you know what he said? I'm not satisfied. There has to be a dissatisfaction for you to desire to improve and to get better. So there's not only dissatisfaction. Number two, there's a devotion. He said, not only do I haven't attained, I'm not very perfect. He said, but I count myself to apprehended, but this one thing I do. Verse 13. I don't count myself apprehended. I've still got room to grow. But this one thing I do. I'm focused. I have a devotion. I have a goal in mind here. I've been through shipwreck. I've been through beatings. I've been through stonings. I've been through whippings. I've been thrown in jail. And yet, I'm still serving God. Why? I'm devoted to Jesus Christ. Oh, so many can be devoted to their cause and whatever cause it may be. Where are those who are devoted to Jesus Christ? I'm not just asking Jesus to be part of your life, but asking him to be your life. They ask a businessman, what's your occupation? He said, I'm a Christian. They said, no, what's your job? He said, I'm a Christian. They said, no, you don't understand. What do you do for a living? He said, I'm a Christian. He said, my full-time occupation is to be a Christian. Now, I manage a manufacturing plant to pay expenses. That's somebody who's devoted to Christ. Are you more devoted to Christ than your job? Are you more devoted to Christ than pleasures? Are we more devoted to Christ than sports? Devoted to Jesus Christ. You need a dissatisfaction and you need a devotion where you're completely devoted to Christ. Number three, you need a direction. Paul said in verse 13, forgetting those things that are behind and reaching forth for those things that are before. And this reminds us of the direction of the Christian life, our theme from 2023, forward. The direction for the Christian life is always forward. Livingston, the great missionary to Africa, said any direction is okay as long as it's forward. Churchill's famous speech was never, never, never turn back. Oh, listen, I don't want to be a used to Christian. You say, what's a used to Christian, Pastor? Well, I used to go to three times of service, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Oh yeah, I used to sing in the choir. Oh yeah, I used to teach Sunday school. Well, yeah, I used to usher. Oh yeah, I used to pass out tracts. Used to. Go forward. Forget those things that are behind. Hey, not just failures, successes. Don't live on those past successes. Don't dwell on the past failures. You'll get melancholy or sorrowful or discouraged if you're dwelling on the failures of the mistakes that you made, but you can't rest on the successes and the accomplishments, or you'll get lazy and you'll get complacent. You forget those failures and successes, and you go forward for God. You reach forth to those things that are before. Moses, 40 years in the desert. Yes, you killed a man, but God wants to use you again. Peter, at Pentecost, you denied Christ. Yes, but God wants to use you again. Oh, my friend, let's get the direction. Let's go forward. God puts your eyes in the front of your head, not in the back of your head. When you're driving that car, the biggest window is the windshield, looking forward. The smallest mirror is that rearview mirror. God only wants you to look back there occasionally. Keep your eyes forward. What do we need for 2024 to be a success? A dissatisfaction. What do we need? A devotion. What do we need? A direction. And then lastly, we need a determination. Paul said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. The word used there is for pressing grapes, squeezing them to get the juice out. I picture a runner who's straining at the finish line, and you see all the veins in the neck popping out, and he's straining with everything he has. Paul says, I squeeze myself out for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Someone once said, most of us are on the same level. Determination pushes some ahead. It was Peter Marshall who said, let us not be content to wait and see what will happen. But may God give us the determination to make the right thing happen. What would it take? Let me ask you this. What would it take to stop you? What would it take to get you to stumble in your Christian life? What would it take to get you to quit? What would it take to get you to hang it up? He was betrayed by Judas, but he didn't quit. He was whipped with the cat of nine tails, but he didn't quit. They threw a crown of thorns upon his head, but he didn't quit. They plucked out his beard, but he didn't quit. They spit upon him and hit him with their fists, but he didn't quit. They drove nails into his hands and his feet, and they crucified him to a cross. But he didn't quit. Oh, my friend, pressure yourself. There's goals to meet. Put some goals, set some goals, and meet them. Determine you're going to succeed as a Christian. Determine that you're going to be a Christian that pleases God. The songwriter was right when he said, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Dissatisfaction with what you are and what you're doing for Christ. A devotion to Christ and focus upon Him. A direction. Forget the past and reach forth for what's ahead. And determination. It's okay to put some pressure on yourself. Most of us, if it weren't for pressure, we wouldn't get anything done. Dissatisfaction, devotion, direction, determination. May God help us to be a success in 2024. Essentials for success from Paul here in the book of Philippians. Well, I appreciate you stopping in today and letting us share that truth with you on Essentials for Success as we look at a brand new year, just on day number 2. And I want to remind you, we'll have our service tomorrow night, Wednesday night, January 3rd, 6:30 p.m. The children's clubs will meet as usual, a fully staffed nursery. And of course, we'll have our Bible study and our service up in the auditorium. And then a reminder that you can pick up these broadcasts on iTunes and on iHeartRadio as podcasts. And those of you familiar with that, just go to that app and you go to the podcast and type in Words to Encourage or Bible Baptist Church, and it should come up. Subscribe to it, then it'll send you a notice when a new broadcast is up. And if you don't happen to catch us over the airways, you can pick up past broadcasts that way. You can also go to our website, bbcgrovecity.org, and you can listen to past broadcasts there as well. You can sign up for our daily email that we send out each morning to your inbox at 7 a.m., and we'd enjoy you receiving that. That'll just be a little shot in the arm for you right in the morning. And you can also have a link there to our YouTube page, and you can watch the services, both Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and that'll be a blessing to you. All right, our Spanish services are also the same time on Sunday at 9:30, 10:30, and 5:30. On Wednesday night, they meet at 7 o'clock p.m. Pastor Adon Avilas and his wife Yesenia lead that work, and they're doing an outstanding job in our Spanish church at Bible Baptist Church. Well, if you have a prayer request or a blessing you could share with us, we would love to hear from you. Just give me an email or call us at the church, 614-875-2190. And I think my email is pastor@bbcgrovecity.org. We'd love to hear from you. Always enjoy hearing from the listeners. And if we can help you in any way, we sure would like to pray with you and help you in any way we can. All right. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.